Now, if you're ill, if you're currently ill, I will, of course, recommend that you stay with your doctor until some new vibrational changes are strongly in place. For centuries, we've held to the doctrine that only something outside of ourselves could make us better. So until we learn to override that gargantuan belief, only an activity which resonates with that conviction, meaning continuing to go outside of self for medical assistance, can possibly offer any measure of recovery. Now, that recovery may be minimal or shaky at best, for if the thoughts and energy flows don't change, the original illness or something worse is going to be back. But for now, for heaven's sakes, stay with your doctor. However, if you are sick, I ask you to know from the depths of your being that any illness is reversible. Norman Cousins did it. The publisher who was dying of cancer, he declared, "No way am I checking out of here," and decided to spend his time in a state of laughter. He knew instinctively that if he could reverse the frequencies in his body, it would heal itself. So from his hospital bed, he watched only funny movies, read funny books, had friends tell him jokes, and cured himself completely of the cancer that had raked his body. Cousins' recovery is a prime example of what we're talking about here. That it's not our genes, not our sexual habits, not our ingestion of bad meats, not even our exposure to infection that's at the core of our illness. What causes illness is body starving, the disallowance of life source energy that is so critical to health and well-being. Now, obviously, the most spontaneous thing we do when hit with an illness, particularly one we view as serious, is fly into action, rush to a doctor, and never take our thoughts off the condition. We're frightened. So, of course, that's how we react. And yet, with our constant negative focus on the illness, we're cutting off the most important agreement available to reverse the condition, the curative powers of our higher frequencies. Look it, no illness or accident happens overnight. If, for instance, you've been in a serious accident, it didn't happen all of a sudden out of nowhere. As you look back over the years, could you say your pattern of thought has leaned just a little tiny bit toward low frequencies? Anger at the family, ticked off at circumstances, aching to be liked, fear of failure, blame, concern over finances, hidden guilt over whatever. It would have to be so. It would have to be so, or you would not have had the accident. That negative momentum builds over time and builds and builds until finally you step into your self-made vortex with another who has his tuning fork pitched just the same as yours, and you come together, often head-on. Low-frequency energy is the cause, and body damage, either accident or illness, is the effect, whether it's been building for a few weeks or several decades. And then there's the matter of intensity. Mild, lukewarm negativity over a period of years is still negative vibration. And your body responds in kind with a mild, lukewarm problem. By the same token, a hefty negative flowing of your energy over the years or months will yield a hefty illness or a good-sized accident. But whatever the physical problem may be, it is nothing more than the result of vibrational abuse to the body, a result which can be undone a whole lot more rapidly than it took to create. So how do we do this? Well, the first thing we have to do is fool the grown-up in us. To turn an illness around, once again, we go for trickery here, looking always for the ways to trick the mind into creating the high vibrations required for the cells to begin their process of regeneration. Now, this is not a cure-all, okay? Nothing is, for only a change in the energy across the board is going to bring that transformation about. This is a beginning, and one that can work wonders. Now, we're going to play a little kid's game called Let's Pretend, and I promise if you'll dive into this wholeheartedly and play the game full throttle, your valve will open. Okay, here's part one. Let's pretend, what if? Okay, first of all, get the jumpstart smile started on your face, then move into a buzz from that gentle inner smile. You know how to do that now. When you've got that going, reach back in time to the little kid in you, because the game we're going to play is the game of what if. What would I do if? Where would I go if? How would I play if? If what? If you were as healthy as a horse, If you were young and strikingly good-looking, if you were the frisky, frolicsome youngster you used to be or always wanted to be, get into it and live it as much as you can until the feelings of fun and excitement flood through you. If you're feeling foolish, that's a pretty fair indication of how stuck you are in your rigid adult, meaning generally negative vibrations. Okay, so let's go to part two of this Let's Pretend, which is called Back Then. Call to mind and feeling some actual times when you were truly, vibrantly happy and healthy, and the buoyant feelings that went with those times. Maybe it was playing hockey after school on a frozen pond or cheerleading in high school. Maybe it was meandering along a lazy summer stream, picking watercress, or bobsledding with friends down the back nine of the golf course, or hayriding with your first love under a harvest moon. Whatever it was, find your times and go back to the happy feelings, the happy, happy feelings that went with them. All right, now here's the third part of Let's Pretend, called Blending It All Together. Now you're going to put both of them together. Bounce back and forth between the two feelings, gradually merging your what-ifs and your back-thens into one feeling tone. Let them flow together in a symphony of happy vibrations until the sunny feelings of back-then overlay onto the desired outcomes of what-if. They become one feeling, one happiness, one joyful remembrance. Most important, they are now one outcome in the present. You can't look at how much you don't want your illness and expect to open your valve to well-being at the same time. Cancer has never been the cause of death to the body, but cutting off the life force through fear, anger, blame, or any other negative vibration will do it every time. If you allow yourself to really get into playing what if and back then and stop being such a stuffy grown-up, you will reach the feelings required to begin bodily changes. And the moment you do, the moment you feel yourself as healthy as you used to be or want to be, and can feel it throughout the depths of your being, you launch a whole new creation of you out into time that now exists in the vortex of thought as surely as a tree stands in a forest. So pretend and feel. Pretend and feel. If you're in pain now, wait for a time when the pain has lessened. Then step into the healing world of Let's Pretend. Go there as often as you can. Then get out of your own way, meaning keep your focus off of what hasn't happened yet and let the universe and your body do its thing.